We are talking with Red Oak head volleyball coach Angie Montgomery as her team is getting set for another trip to the state tournament. And what a year it has been. 38-2, coach. I mean, I followed Red Oak volleyball for a long, long while, and that is a gaudy record that not even some of the great teams have been able to reach, I guess.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree. It has been an awesome season. We have played some of the best teams in the state. And we've survived those situations. And, I feel like at this point we still don't know that we've played our best volleyball, which is kind of scary fun to think about going into the state tournament.
And one thing that, I remember from early in the year, you actually lost your first game. So you've won 38 out of the last 39. And, at what point, coach, did you start to, realize that something special was going on here?
Honestly, there were a couple points. That very first tournament, we got into a really tough match. It was the second match of the season, I believe, against Roland Story. And I want to say we won the third set, 19-17 or something. And it was just big swings. Roland Story has some really big arms, some great, great hitters. And it was just point for point. It was like that typical, you're playing for it with everything on the line. And this was like the second match of the season. And we came out on top. I think that was a really big point. And then I honestly think the 5-set win with Kemper on the road, in that triangular early in the season we kind of got through that gauntlet, got to our home tournament, and we kind of started feeling like, oh my gosh, this is something special. Took care of Mount Vernon in 2 sets. At our home tournament, played really well against Sioux Center, but lost that one, unfortunately. And then, honestly, getting through that, again, gauntlet of a week with Clarinda and Lewis Central. I think there were a lot of different points where, you had, different ideas pop into your head about, where this season really could go. But it's hard not to look too far ahead and try, just kind of stay in the moment and focus. Yeah. So.
Certainly, we've covered and talked about many of your girls, throughout the year. So I'll just give you the platform here to kind of just talk about, some of the, individual standouts and the girls that have been making it work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, one of the big things that is really made a difference for us is how well-rounded as a team that we are. It helps immensely to have, the 1-2 punch out on the outside of Keely and Jocelyn. In the history of Red Oak volleyball, we've had that. We've had the years where we've had Sierra Athan and Angela Mahoney out there pounding balls, Kate Walker and Grace Blumstead, Chloe Johnson and Lexi Johnson. We've had those years where we are so strong and terminal on the outside. But the big difference makers is all of the other supporting players that, are wide open. Carly Jenkins. She can take so much pressure off of Jossie and Keely outside. And she's won both her and Natalie Johnson in the middle that just spread the entire length of the net. It's really hard when you're never the tallest team on the court, going against 6-foot hitters or 6-foot blockers in the middle. Our setter, Emily, does a fantastic job of not running those players directly into those big hands, those big blockers. Mm-hmm. So just having smart hitters like that that can use the length of the floor, that can put themselves in places to, help each other out. But, obviously Keely and Jocelyn outside have been fantastic for us this year. Those two have worked just tirelessly on lots of different shots. A well-placed tip to try to draw teams out of a defense that they really want to run, opens things up for them to just swing away, And then, freshman Ellie O'Neill on the right side, Jossie and Keely can hit that pipe from the back row. So I just think what's really worked for us is, obviously having those big arms, but just having such a supporting cast of players that really keeps a team guessing where the attack is coming from at all times.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Coach, when it comes to, and maybe, a lot of what you have mentioned there, we'll kind of go into this, but you've been to the state tournament multiple times. You've had, teams advance into the semifinals and have success. So I guess, what do you think this team has that kind of plays well when it comes to state tournament volleyball?
Tough one, because I honestly think it's a lot of the intangibles. I mean, I just talked about, the strength of our offense and obviously all of that working together, but Honestly, it's that, like, I mean, thinking back to the second set against Clarinda when we're down 17-22 to even up the match, I think, honestly, we've been in that position many times this season. It's that, like, just belief that no matter what kind of a deficit they might be in, that there's still belief that they can make it happen. I mean, it's not a just an expectation that, yep, it's we're going to win that set, but it's just that put your nose down and work. You know, that one point at a time mentality. And 3A is honestly a gauntlet. It is a tough field. You know, all eight of those top seeds made it in. We like our matchup with Kemper, obviously, going in, just as a known opponent, but really anybody is going to put up a huge block and a huge fight. And I think these guys just having that work ethic of just point for point and keeping things positive too. You know, there's just really never been that moment for our team this year where, you know, things get out of hand, where they just tense up and just, you know, kind of that freak out moment. They are excellent at making in-game adjustments. I mean, obviously us as coaches call in a lot of things too, but really we have two timeouts to be able to do that in a 25-point set. So a lot of credit goes to our kids and being able to adjust and make little adjustments here or there when things aren't working. So
you mentioned Kemper, the opponents. You played them on a Tuesday in September at 4:30 p.m. as part of that triangular, which was kind of unfortunate. I thought maybe that deserved its own spotlight, which it will now get at the state tournaments as 12:25 p.m. Tuesday in a 3A state quarterfinal. Coach, you know, looking at Kemper, certainly, as you said, you're familiar with him. What are some things you're preparing for? And, you know, what do you think it kind of takes for you to find a way to beat them again?
Well, honestly, like, you know, we're both very different teams. You mentioned it was, you know, an early day in September. You know, obviously they were without, unfortunately, had an injury to one of their big players who not just in stats, but just in experience. Brianna Wittrock is just a fabulous player. But really, Kemper is very similar to us. They're a very well-rounded team. They play great defense. Their setters put them in great positions. So, you know, I think a lot has happened since that point for both of us. Both teams are battle tested. You know, it's funny in the eight tries that I've had at the state tournament, we've been up there to play Kemper at least twice now. One even in a state semifinal. So, you know, we know each other really well. We have a lot of respect for their program, for their kids, their coaches. They have a rich tradition as well. So I honestly just think staying in the moment, playing on that big stage can be kind of nerve wracking at times. But you know, I like how battle tested we are, and we're just excited to get up there and compete and represent Red Oak.
Looking forward to it, Angie Montgomery, head coach for Red Oak volleyball. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and wish you and your team the best there at state. We'll see you there. All right.
Thank you so much.